Now, earlier this week, the government published its national risk assessment. It seeks to identify risks facing Ireland. At the top of the list, antibiotic resistance, disruption to our energy security, and damage to undersea cables. The assessment also found that the risks posed by armed conflict, terrorism, and hybrid security threats are compounded by Ireland's low level of investment in military and defence. For more, we're joined by Owen McNamara of the Finnish Institute of International Affairs. And thanks for joining us this afternoon, Owen McNamara. Can I ask, what stood out to you from this latest national risk assessment?
Well, what stood out to me was the sheer miscellany of the risks. There's like everything and anything there that might go wrong, which is great coverage. But to me, I think, you know, focusing in on what is most important and what might be most severe, given the strategic circumstances that they change in Europe right now, that seems to be hard to identify in this very, very long list of risks.
Can I ask you about undersea cables? They're mentioned in the report, and I've heard you speak about them before. Three quarters of all undersea cables in the Northern Hemisphere pass through or near Irish waters. Are other countries in Europe depending on Ireland to protect these cables?
Yes, especially when these cables pass through the Irish Exclusive Economic Zone, REZ. These cables have been targeted in the past. We've seen Russian intelligence expeditions, and we've seen reports of these in and around Irish waters. We've seen military intimidation in different forms. So the Russians certainly have their eye on this infrastructure. They're signaling, even though there's, you know, Western states have military dominance in the North Atlantic, the British Navy, the French Navy, the Royal Norwegian Navy, the Danish Navy, that they can still get in among the cracks. They know where the weak links are, and they might be able to disrupt this infrastructure if EU states, NATO states in the region take their eye off the ball.
And interference with such cables, what would the consequences be?
Well, it would be very, very bad for Ireland's economic reputation, first and foremost, because, of course, we are a major data hub. People investing in Ireland will want to know that the infrastructure that serves Ireland as a data hub is safe and secure. So it could potentially harm our investment. After that, the risks actually get more severe because we could be looking at data outages, data that powers our economy, that powers our society, going black. And this could lead to further knock-on crises further up along the line.
Now, recently, Ireland entered into an information and intelligence sharing agreement with NATO to protect these undersea cables. But does that need to be complemented with further investment in our own naval service?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. That is the NATO Undersea Coordination Cell, and that's really about information sharing between public sector and private sector entities in the North Atlantic, different governments, public-private partnerships. But really, if military action needs to be taken within the Irish Exclusive Economic Zone, the primary responsibility for that will fall to Ireland and its defence forces. And right now, we're seeing big problems in the naval service. Reports are that only one ship is operational. We're not able to take enough patrols. And this isn't the defence forces' fault. I was down at the Curra this week giving a presentation. We've got great personnel in the Irish Defence Forces. I see this comparatively because I study military organisations in other countries. We need to govern them, we need to fund them, and we need to equip them much better than we're doing so, and we need to find a solution for our retention crisis.
Just to move on to another topic in the report, it mentions social cohesion and the risks of misinformation and disinformation. Would you be concerned around the potential for foreign interference in the upcoming local and European elections here?
Yes, we always need to be ready for that. We've seen this in many other European countries. Ireland is, of course, an English-speaking country, which makes it easier to interfere with, say, the country I live in, Finland. Finnish is a very hard language to learn, so bots and AI find it hard to communicate properly in Finnish. But in English, there is no problem for that. And of course, Ireland is a very important strategic location within the wider West. So interference, as the security situation deteriorates, interference in Ireland becomes very, very attractive for those who are strategic competitors of the West. So we need to be ready and we need to expect that this could happen to us.
Mass inward population displacement is mentioned, a war in a European country cited as a worst case scenario. Given the strains on Ireland's accommodation capacity at present, is it reasonable to say that this is something that this country is very much unprepared for?
Well, to be fair now, we've done okay so far. We've been able to absorb and integrate many Ukrainian refugees fleeing the war there. So when these situations occur, I think Ireland, we have enough creativity and we have enough adaptiveness in our society to respond to these. But things might get worse. I mean, we've seen the intelligence picture in other European countries seem to change before Christmas there, just probably as this report was being prepared to be published, saying that we need to prepare for a potential war in Europe involving the EU and NATO. That was the picture Danish intelligence, Baltic intelligence, Finnish intelligence, Polish intelligence. We had a statement along those lines from the Polish Prime Minister, Donald Tusk, just in the last few days. So the situation in Europe, particularly Eastern Europe, is quite, you know, more upheaval is being expected. And whether we get these influxes of displacement, that will depend on deterrence, the EU's ability to deter aggression and NATO's ability to deter that aggression as well. And of course, political questions hang over this with the specter of Donald Trump's return to the US president, the US elections coming up later on this year, and his views on NATO as well. So this is certainly a time of upheaval flux in Europe, and in Ireland we need to take contingency measures to make sure we're ready for this.
All right, we'll leave it there. Owen McNamara of the Finnish Institute of International Affairs, thanks indeed for joining us.